This is VOA News in Washington. I'm Jeff Custer. As expected, the United States has vetoed an Arab-backed UN resolution demanding an immediate humanitarian ceasefire in the Israel-Hamas war in the embattled Gaza Strip. The vote Tuesday in the 15-member Security Council was 13-1, with Britain abstaining, reflecting the wide global support for ending the more than four-month war that started with Hamas's surprise attack in southern Israel October 7th. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield told the Council the United States is seeking a long-term deal that would see a future that would see Israel living in peace with all its neighbors.
And we believe that the resolution on the table right now would, in fact, negatively impact those negotiations. Demanding an immediate, unconditional ceasefire without an agreement requiring Hamas to release the hostages will not bring about a durable peace. Instead, it could extend the fighting between Hamas and Israel.
Thomas Greenfield did say the U.S. could support a counterproposal for an immediate ceasefire that would be based on the formula of all hostages being released immediately. Despite a month of U.S.-led airstrikes, Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels remain capable of launching significant strikes. Associated Press News Director for the Gulf and Iran, John Gambrell, discusses the latest developments with the Houthi rebels' Red Sea attacks.
We've seen a series of new attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels targeting shipping in the Red Sea, the Gulf of Aden, and the crucial Bab el-Mandeb Strait that link these two waterways. Now, just recently we've seen the Houthis target a ship with missiles. Missile hit, and it forced the crew on board to abandon the ship. Meanwhile, the Houthis also claim that they've shot down an MQ-9 Predator drone that the U.S. was flying near the port city of Hodeidah. All this put together shows that the Houthis are still capable of fighting, even as the U.S., the U.K., and allied nations have launched a series of airstrikes targeting their positions.